Here at the Western Farm Show, I'm visiting with Lucas Haig, K-State Research and Extension. And first of all, Lucas, tell me a little bit about what you do.
Okay, Chuck, I with K-State and have a background in ag engineering and agronomy and spent some time as assistant scientist for research station for them, and now I'm back on campus pursuing a PhD degree there. So,
gotcha. Well, we're here at the show, and you just concluded one of the educational seminars on precision ag, I think with a little bit of a theme of how to use some of this technology to improve the bottom line, improve profits through the different hardware and software options and ways to manage that. Tell me a little bit about the message you were bringing to these farmers here.
Sure, we talked really that technology is both in things that have a really quick and short payback, and then some other technologies that have a longer payback. And so for us, the quick payback stuff's a lot on the hardware. So technologies like auto swath, auto steer, those things that really help us save time, labor, all of our input costs, and they're relatively easy to implement. You know, you purchase the equipment, you put it in and you use it, and it generates an economic payback. And then we looked at the other end of that spectrum, and that is, how do we use all this precision ag data to make some longer term, broader management type decisions, and those have a good payback as well, except it's a lot longer, not as clear, and takes some more effort on the part of the user.
Well, give me some examples. I mean, what would be a couple of things that we may not, because I know that things like auto steer, for example, grab a lot of the headlines and discussion, but what are some of the ways that you might look at some of the other options to help do this?
Well, you know, of course, with auto steer and auto swath and those types of things, and then we think on a management standpoint, guys really need to be looking at, if they're not yet collecting, say, yield monitor data, that's an excellent opportunity to start gathering some data that you can use to make decisions. And we talk about gathering data that, at first, let's make some good decisions at the whole farm or the field level, and precision ag technologies can help us. Everyone focuses on doing site-specific stuff with precision ag data, but precision ag data can help us make better farm level and field level decisions, and those are the low hanging fruit. There's a lot of money to be made there.
Well, how about from the standpoint of when you talk about data collection and stuff, you know, with a lot of technologies that have started where there's a lot of different manufacturers involved and stuff, you know, there's all kinds of compatibility issues, and you know, do I get this data, and how do I get it into the computer at home or whatever it is? Where are we at in the ability to, you know, put together a system that may involve different manufacturers, for example?
It's amazing how far we've came in that. Now, and granted, we have a long ways to go, but in terms of cross-color compatibility and where software has came from, we've made some huge strides. And really, a lot of the stuff that's on the market's very farmer-friendly to use. And so it lets us implement some of these things we've talked about, like using, with technology now, farmers can do their own on-farm research and answer some of these questions specific to their farm that will help them make a better farm scale decision. So we talked about on-farm research. We talked about analyzing your data, do some basic stuff like on phosphorus removal and soil testing, and it's the ease of the technologies, the how much better the software has gotten has allowed us to get to this point. We're ready to start moving forward on some of these uses of precision ag where it can pay us back some returns.
Well, let's talk about K-State for a minute. If I'm a farmer, or maybe I'm a student, for example, that wants to get more involved in this, learn more about it, what kinds of resources can we see with K-State?
Well, the interesting thing about precision ag is it truly takes a multidisciplinary effort. It involves ag engineering, involves ag economics, and agronomy. And so K-State, that's the approach we've taken. It's definitely been a multidisciplinary type team. We have Randy Price and some guys over in the ag engineering department, Kevin Duvetter in ag economics, and then myself and Scott Stagenborg in agronomy. And so we've worked together to try and solve those individual issues and work out some real-life scenarios to how can we help producers implement this technology on their operation.
So do I need to enroll and get a degree, or do you, and maybe besides that, do you offer, we call it continuing education or seminars that I can attend to learn a little bit more about what you've learned.
Sure. You know, I mean, certainly if we have any potential students listening out there,
we do, I hope.
And you know, our ag technology management major as well as majors offered in ag, econ, and agronomy offer some good ways to get some of that fundamental groundwork laid. But for producers, our focus really lies in our extension efforts, and we partner those with an organization called CARA, the Kansas Ag Research Association, and they can find that at www.ksagresearch.com. And the whole purpose of that group, it's been a grassroots effort with industry and producers and extension and research working together to help producers maximize the benefit of the technology they already own. And so a big focus of that is on-farm research trials and just coordinating efforts to try and find new ways to use this technology.
Great. Well, we'll make sure we direct him that way on Precision Pays, and I really thank you. That's Lucas Haig with Kansas State University Research and Extension talking about Precision Ag here at the Western Farm Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.